The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
What's going on, y'all? This is Brandon Tatum. I just want to thank you so much for listening to my podcast. You can always get the podcast at Salem Podcast Network or wherever you listen to your podcast.
Brandon Tatum is a 7-year veteran of the Tucson Police Department. He's a YouTube sensation with over 2 million subscribers. He started Blexit with Candace Owens, and now he's tackling his biggest assignment yet. This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen and ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. It's almost Thanksgiving. I cannot wait to eat as much food as I can possibly eat. But I do want to say this to everybody that's out there, and I've been saying this every single day I've been on the radio, is that there's things that we have to be thankful for. Do not forget to count your blessings. Don't let stress and the perception of depression to make you forget all of the wonderful things that God has done in your life, all of your great accomplishments. You got to look at the good with the bad, but be thankful. This is your opportunity to be thankful. And I just want to give some context to Thanksgiving. I know a lot of people may not understand the true history of it. People may only think that Thanksgiving is about neck bones, collard greens, chitlins. At least that's what I remember Thanksgiving to be. However, my wife refused to cook me chitlins. But I understand they smell like crap, so she don't want to cook them. But anybody out there that know how good chitlins is when you put some hot sauce on it, especially y'all people from the South, you know what I'm talking about. I miss those chitlins. But let me just read this to you. And I think this is very well laid out. My producer sent it to me, and I think that it was pretty good. It says, let all give thanks to what we are thankful for. In autumn of 1621, Plymouth Colony Governor William Bradford urged his brethren to observe a Thanksgiving Day of observance, for God's harvest blessings with pilgrims and the Native Americans who helped them. In 1777, after the Revolutionary War victory over the British at the Saratoga, the Second Continental Congress declared that there should be a day of Thanksgiving. President George Washington proclaimed Thursday, November the 26th, to be a day of national Thanksgiving. Proclamation 118, signed by President Abraham Lincoln on October the 20th, 1864, established a national day of Thanksgiving. It declared the last Thursday in November to be Thanksgiving Day. Finally, on December the 26th, 1941, in the midst of World War II, President Franklin Roosevelt signed into law a bill designating the fourth Thursday of every November to be Thanksgiving Day. We are blessed to have been born in the United States of America, a country whose founders recognized that all of us are created equal and endowed by their creators with certain unalienable rights, that amongst these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We are thankful for all of our military personnel and past and military personnel past and present. We are thankful for all of our first responders. We are thankful to our families and the blessings they bring. Let's not just eat a great meal tomorrow. Let's also reflect on what we are thankful for and let everyone at your table know what you're thankful for. Now, if I could read better, that probably would have been smooth and everybody would have been cheering. But you get what I'm saying. You know, I just really think that this is a season where some people are struggling. You know, one of my friends texted me earlier She had lost her husband, I think, last year. And, you know, the sad part was that I was on the phone with him, and I prayed for him before he passed away. She wanted me to pray for him before he passed away. He was going to pass away. He was literally dying while I was talking to him on the phone to pray for him and, you know, pray that God receive his soul into heaven. And, you know, coming towards this season, a lot of people have lost their loved ones. Some people's parents are incarcerated. Some people, you know, they don't know their parents, whatever the case may be. So although it's thankful, or it seems like a thankful season for a lot of people, there are a good number of people that are feeling the pressure this time of year, maybe going through a divorce, whatever the case may be. But I just want you to remember one thing. If you are alive today, God still has a plan for you. God still has a purpose for you, and things will get better. Some things just take time. It's like on Thanksgiving when they put that that good food in the oven. And if anybody have family members who cook, I'm not talking about just warm up stuff. I'm talking about who cook. Sometimes those meals take a couple days to prepare, and it turns out to be some of the best eating that you will ever experience. And it takes time. You can't just get no good cooking like that overnight. You're not going to get a microwave meal and think it's going to taste as good as a homemade meal that is prepared by grandma. And when what they used to say when I was growing up, she put a foot in it. Yeah, people from the South know what I'm talking about. You put your foot in it. When I was younger, I was like, she put a foot in it? She literally put a foot in the food? And I didn't want to eat it. However, let's get on to some news. Colorado mass shooting identifies as a non-binary. Now, I don't know if this person, and if you're not familiar with the Colorado shooting in Colorado Springs, a nut job went into a gay nightclub called Club Q or something like that and decided to shoot up people, end up killing about five people and injuring several other people. But now that he's being presented in front of a judge, he's now identifying as non-binary. I'm going to try to read again because I think these articles explain it a little better than I do. I'm not going to say the person's name because he's a scumbag, and I'm not going to say scumbags' names. The suspect in the deadly Colorado LGBTQ nightclub massacre is non-binary and uses they-them pronouns. Their lawyer said in a new court filing Tuesday. This is so stupid. Blank, but blank, blank is non-binary. The footnote states, the Denver Post reported, they use they, them pronouns, and for the purpose of all forms filed or all formal filings, we will be addressed as Mix Blank. So I'm not going to say his name, but it's Mix Blank. So it's MX, so not Mr. with MR or Miss with MS or MRS. It's MX. And I don't know if this is just adding insult to injury by a person being so fanatically against homosexuality and the trans stuff that he will go so far as to kill people, knowing that one day he will be in court, and then in court adding insult to injury by just adding on to the foolery by saying that he identify as a non-binary. Now, something that's even interesting or more interesting, I want to say it's more interesting, something that's interesting in addition to what I just said, is that the Joker's estranged father has been identified as an ex-con, former MMA fighter turned porn star. I don't need to say this guy's name. However, it is no telling, or it's no shock to me that a young man that don't have a father, his father turned into a porn star and is not in his life, not a strong male role model, that a young man would end up being like this one day. It's very sad and unfortunate, but, you know, I just have to say this. Young men growing up without fathers is the detriment of our society. You know, when you think about the murders, you think about the crimes that are being committed, you think about the homeless, you think about, you know, you can go down a list. People who are incarcerated, people who are dropping out of school. Majority of those individuals do not have a father. Now, in many cases, it's not their fault, right? It's not like the kids run their fathers off. It's normally these women run these men off, or they're just dirtbag men, and the women slept with them, and they had a baby with them. Or they were good men, and they turned bad. But regardless of that, the reason why we see things like this in our society is because the lack of fathers, I would say, in the home, not just in the home, because your daddy can be in the home and not be in the home at the same time, if you know what I mean. Daddy can be there and not be there. Some people's fathers, they show up there. They're a person, they're a figure in the household, but they have no impact. They don't love their kids. They don't talk to their kids. They're busy doing everything else but showing their children attention. But I'm speaking about active fathers who are in their sons' and their daughters' lives. Typically, those kids turn out to do well. And for whatever reason, as a society, we don't prioritize that like we should. Ladies and gentlemen, we're almost to Thanksgiving. My mouth is watering right now, thinking about the food I'm going to eat tomorrow. Hopefully, I can make it through the 3 hours of radio. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
This is the Officer Tatum Show. 844-900-7243. That's 844-900-7243.
You all have helped build MyPillow into the incredible company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to who? My listeners. Right now, MyPillow is offering exclusive offers on their bed sheets, their six-piece towel sets, and even offering an extended 60-day money-back guarantee. Orders placed now through December the 25th will now have an extended money-back guarantee through March the 1st. The Giza bed sheets are marked down to as low as $29.99. And believe me when I say you will get the best sleep of your life on these. And they asked me, these what, Brandon? These sheets. Their six-piece towel set is made with USA cotton, comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths, typically retailing for $89.98, and is now $39.98 with my promo code. There's a limited supply, so make sure you order now. Call 1-800-976-8379, use promo code Brandon, or go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, put in promo code Brandon.
Make America godly again. The Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. All right. In the state of Arizona, the attorney general candidate has filed a lawsuit alleging that the election mismanagement, or there was election mismanagement by officials. Now, let me say this. I get the lawsuit, but it's pointless if this last paragraph that I'm reading is correct. It is absolutely pointless, and it's actually shameful. If there's a lawsuit filed and this sentence is correct, let me read it, and then hopefully that Fox News got this wrong. It says the Republicans stated they are not alleging fraud, manipulation, or other intentional wrongdoings, and added that the alleged mismanagement did not directly affect the outcome of the election. So what are we even talking about? I mean, this is the thing that bothers me a little bit. Is that I think that, and I'm not saying Abe is a bad guy. I met him a few times. I think he's a genuine guy. But politics frustrates me sometimes. Because what part is real? What part is shenanigans? Why would you file a lawsuit again and naming Katie Hobbs in it? And also Chris Mayers, Mays. I'm probably saying the whole name wrong. Regardless, Katie Hobbs' name in the lawsuit. They want to get to the bottom of what happened in the election. If they didn't steal the election, then what are we even doing? If it was inconsequential in the turnout of the election, what are we even doing? You know, I just think some people just like to keep relevance. They want the headline that a lawsuit is being filed. I mean, what a waste of time and money. You don't file lawsuits because attorneys ain't free. So you file a lawsuit, you waste your money to do what? To prove that they mismanaged the election? but it was inconsequential to the outcome of the election? And I could be wrong, man. Maybe I have Abe on the show to talk to him, but it just politics just rubbed me the wrong way. You don't know what's real and what's fake, to be honest. You don't know who's doing it because it's politically expedient to do it, or they have a genuine pursuit to get something done. And Republicans are no better than Democrats in many cases. And I'm not specifically saying this is the case, although the verbiage there is perplexing to me. Our country, it's weird. And I'm going to say this, and I'm going to be honest with y'all. Sometimes I think, how do I make money in this? Because when you look at it, you say, our country spent like $100 billion or something. Oh, no, maybe not that much. It was some crazy number I looked at the other day. It was like $13 billion. It could have been more than that. Like $13 billion on elections this year. Like, what are we even doing here? We spent $13 billion on elections, and half of the money spent was candidates that lost. Why are we spending so much money on elections? I just do not understand. I will never understand it. As a country, I personally think there should be a cap. You can spend X amount of money, and then that's it, bro. If you can't win with $5 million, what are you actually doing? Because then what it turns into is lobbying. That big companies and corporations that want agendas pushed, they will back candidates, get them to win so they can get their agenda passed. It ain't about the people. You don't matter. The people that are listening under the sound of my voice, the money ain't for you. You don't matter. Many of you guys that are listening don't need to see a single ad to know how you're going to go and vote at the polls. They spend this money for low information voters and to get favors from big corporations. You give somebody $10 million, they're gonna do what you tell them to do. With rhetoric, after they get elected, because you feel beholden to somebody that gave you $10 million and you end up getting elected. It's like, I don't understand how this fraudulent process is playing out before our eyes, and nobody's challenging it. If you cannot win with a reasonable amount of money, you ain't the candidate. Because you shouldn't be able to spin your way into the office. Spin your way through an election. That should not be the case. Foreign powers can spend money into our elections to get the people hired, to get the people elected that they want to be elected. All they got to do is outspend you. It's crazy to me. Ladies and gentlemen, we coming up on the break. Y'all hold the phone. I'll be back.
This is the Officer Tatum Show. 844-900-7243. Everybody's got their cups, but they ain't chipped in. The Officer Tatum Show.
Now, Dr. Fauci is the most fraudulent person on planet Earth. He's the most fraudulent person on planet Earth. If you ask me my opinion, I believe he should be put behind bars for the rest of his life. Why do you say that, Brandon? That's very harsh. To lie to the American people, deceive the American people. People have died based on his deception for whatever reason. Vicariously, he's responsible for turmoil, death, joblessness, people committing suicide. Because people like Dr. Fauci can't tell you the freaking truth. Won't tell you the truth about, they won't even be honest that it came from China. They literally fought Trump on this point. Well, we don't know. You know it came from gain-of-function research, but you lied. Then they lied and said you're supposed to wear, you shouldn't wear a mask because they were quote-unquote trying to protect first responders and let them have enough masks so they don't run out. So they tell us a lie. How many people died because of that? According to the logic of Dr. Fauci, probably many people. Playing games with our lives. Now, it all came to a crumbling, fiery end for Dr. Fauci. He came out and made his last statement before he got his narrow out of there. And Jean Pierre, the stewhead that she is, tried to defend him and want to argue with people because they're asking him legitimate questions. And I know that we have that clip because I want you guys to listen to it. So don't think I made this up. Listen to the clip of Jean Pierre and Dr. Fauci.
About this.
Dr. Fauci, only 13% of...
Hold on one second. We have a process here. I'm not calling out on people who yell. And you're being disrespectful to your colleagues, and you're being disrespectful to our guests. I will not call on you if you yell. And also, you're taking time off the clock. Because Dr. Fauci has to leave in a couple of minutes. I'm done. I'm not getting into a back and forth with you. Go ahead, Jeremy.
Dr. Fauci, but she's only
30 minutes.
You asked your question. You should allow her to answer.
Yes, Jeremy. Jeremy. It is not your turn. It is not your turn.
You can't read a press briefing. You need to call from people like across the room. She has a valid question. She's asking about the origin of COVID.
I hear the question.
And Dr. Fauci is the best person to
answer. I hear your question, but we're not doing this the way you want it. This is the disrespectful. It is. I'm done. Simon, I'm done. I'm done with you right now.
Look at little Roach clip. I call her Roach clip. This woman is just, am I wrong, y'all? Like, is it that Republican, conservative women and liberal women are just two different species? That woman is so annoying to me. The way she looked, the way she talked, it's just annoying to me. And her trying to defend Dr. Fauci, like I said in the segment before this, these are smoke and mirrors. Is she really upset because somebody spoke over another reporter? Or is she trying to shield Dr. Fauci from having to answer tough questions? The dude is a fraud. He was making $400,000+. He was one of the highest paid officials in our country. Just a lot of us. And this is one of the things that bothered me about Donald Trump is that he should have fired that sucker a long time ago. But he didn't. He let his tyranny reign. And then it dragged on into the Biden administration. And now he's going to retire because they have no more left in the tank to deceive you. It literally frustrates me to no end at what we have seen happen in our country because of what was said from the mouth and the non-research from Dr. Fauci. I really do pray that people in the House of Representatives on the Republican side, because they have the majority, do an investigation into Dr. Fauci, gain the research, and all that nefarious stuff that was done that I think almost destroyed our country. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
Make America godly again. The Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I don't know if this is breaking news, but this just happened. My producer sent me this, the Virginia police release timeline of Walmart rampage. You know, it's not going to get that much coverage, I'm going to tell you right now, because the suspect is black. And you know they don't want nothing to do with painting a black man as a crazy lunatic. I don't know what all happened here, but I'm going to read it to you. Authorities in Chesapeake, Virginia, released an image Wednesday of the suspected shooter. They say gunned down 6 people inside of a Walmart where he was employed and injured several more in a deadly rampage. Authorities have identified the gunman as 31-year-old Dum Dum McDum Dum. Walmart previously told Fox Digital that this dude was an overnight team lead and he's been employed with us since 2010. Chesapeake police responded to the Walmart on Tuesday night amid reports of an active shooter just before 10:15 p.m. Once inside, officers began to evacuate the big box store. At least 50 people were inside the building, according to police. 3 people, including this fool, were found dead in an employee break room. Another found dead near the front of the store. Three other victims were taken to the hospital where they later died. In total, six people were killed and several others were wounded. Employee Breonna Taylor said that overnight stock team of about 15 to 20 people had just gathered in the break room to go over the morning plans when shots rang out. She said a meeting was about to start, and her team lead said, "All right, guys, we have a light night ahead of us," when her manager turned around and opened fire on the staff. Which is crazy. I mean, God dang. He was just shooting all throughout the room, she said. It didn't matter who he hit. He didn't say anything. He didn't look at anybody any specific type of way. A witness also told the news that she heard the suspect laughing at one point and that she believed that the shooting was planned. Investigators believe that this fool was armed with a handgun and multiple magazines. He was not wearing any type of armor or ballistic vest, authorities said, and they believed that he had died from self-inflicted gunshot wounds. SWAT team showed up. We know the rest. It's very interesting. You know, what would make a man do this is beyond me. Why would a man decide to just shoot up all his employees? He's the team lead. He's the manager. I mean, the dude is running the team. So it's not like they were bullying him. I don't think they were. You know what I think? And I'm not trying to get into conspiracy theories, but man, have you ever heard of MK Ultra? Have you guys ever heard of mind control? It's quite ironic that just weird shootings begin to happen as they approach this wave of trying to get rid of our Second Amendment rights. And I'm not saying every shooting is like this, because they don't cover all the hood shootings, and the hood shootings happen every single night. But it just makes me wonder, like, unless people know something that we don't know and it hasn't come out yet, right? They were bullying this guy, or he was a nut job. They knew he was crazy. He talked about killing people before, and then he finally did it. That could be the situation. But it's just weird. 31-year-old man just decided, I'm going to go to a team meeting, I'm going to get everybody started, and then I'm just going to shoot and kill everybody. Because I'm sure he tried to kill everybody. And then once he didn't kill everybody, he just went and killed himself. What an evil thing to do. What an evil person. And I almost can guarantee you 100% the reason why he decided to do it the way he was going to do it, because nobody had a gun. Nobody can carry a gun to work. And I'm not saying that you should have to carry a gun to work and all of the above, but nobody's carrying a gun to work. So he know that this is sitting ducks. And the law isn't going to stop the criminal. The law only stopped the good people in there just trying to go to work and do their thing. The law don't stop the criminals. The rules don't stop the criminals. He's just going to bring a handgun, because he can't show up with a rifle. Rifle too big. He's just going to bring a handgun and mow people down. So for all the gun nuts out there that want to take your guns, what are you going to do about the handguns? Now, I know what they're going to do. They're going to go after your handguns next. The rifle's a big, bad, scary rifle. So, of course, that's an easy one. You just tell enough brain-dead people that this is a weapon of mass destruction or something, and they're going to believe it, because they never looked at it. And I mean, they never shot it. They never held an AR-15. They don't even know what an AR-15 is, to be honest. Some people think it's the big machine gun shooting 50 cal bullets out of it. And then they're going to do like they did in Canada. Use another crisis to say, see, this is why we got to ban handguns. Why would anybody ever have a gun? And then what do you know? The citizenry is going to be sitting ducks. And you know what they're going to do with the police department? Because they demonize local police. They're going to federalize police. This is what they want to do. They want to be big brother to the third degree. They don't want you to have a gun. They want to be your only line of protection. They don't want you to have a God. They want to be your God, your savior. They don't want you to have a daddy in the home. They want to be your baby daddy. That's what a progressive liberal government looks like. They want to monopolize and control every aspect of your life. And they want to be able to tell you where to go, how to go, and how fast you need to go. That's what they want to do. Why do they want to control education, ladies and gentlemen? They're not controlling education because they care about you getting a degree. They could not care less. They want to pay for your education, quote unquote, so they can tell you what you should study and what you can't study. Because you must be You must be fooling yourself. Think you're going to get a free education and you can just pick whatever major you want just because the government loves you. No, they're going to do it like they do in the military. You got to take an entry test, and wherever you test is wherever they're going to send you. And that's what your free education is going to get you. Do you get to pick what you study in high school? 99.9% no. The government established a curriculum, and that's the curriculum that you take. Even if it's not conducive for your growth and learning as a child, they tell you what to study because it's free. College, you have autonomy. Once they start making it not free and the government start paying for it, they're going to start telling you what you need to study and what you can and cannot learn. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the easiest book, easiest rule in the book. That's their plan.
This is the Officer Tatum Show on the Salem News Channel, on the Salem Podcast Network, and right here, right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. I often wonder what's in the minds of these people who egregiously kill other people. Let me read you this real quick article because I think this is one of the weirdest things. It's not weird to me, but it's weird to think about it happening. Dog carrying severed hand leads to more than 50 bags of human remains found in Mexico State. Now, this is not weird in Mexico. I just want you to understand that. It's not weird in Mexico. And in the spirit of Thanksgiving, you should be thankful you live in a country that you're not going to find people chopping up bodies and laying them on the side of the road and dogs carrying their hands around the city. But I think it's kind of interesting that these things do happen in these third world type countries because of the cartel. Let me read this. It says this particular city, I think it's Guanajuato. I think that's how you say it. Guanajuato is viewed as Mexico's most dangerous state. Around 2,400 people have been murdered this year as of September, while another 3,000 people have disappeared. God dang. 3,000 people have disappeared. A turf war between the Jalisco New Generation and the Santa Rosa de Lima cartel has resulted in much of the violence in the state. This particular city remains a tourist destination industry hub. I ain't never going to Mexico. I am never going to Mexico. I just want you to know, because they may think I'm in the cartel and want to behead me and do all this old crazy stuff. But I thought this was a crazy article that they found 53 bags full of human remains, burnt, charred, some of them still lingering around. That's a weird place to live, man, is in some of these cities and be a part of the cartel. I often wonder, why would anybody be a part of the cartel when you risk getting chopped up somewhere? Welcome back to the Offsetting Show. Almost Thanksgiving. One thing that I'm thankful about, and you can share something that you're thankful about. You can call in 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. But one thing that I'm thankful for is to have family, to have my father. You know, he's going to come. He's flying in later. And to have both of my sons together at the same time is a blessing. That's one thing that makes me feel very proud, is to have my sons together and for my sons to be able to see their grandfather. And that I'm just very thankful. Thankful for my wife, obviously. I'm thankful for a lot of other stuff, but one of the biggest things is that, you know, seeing my father and then my sons. You know, it's like that family tree. Looking at it in real life is an incredible blessing. All right, I'm going to get a couple of y'all in here because it's like my Friday, because I'm off the next 2 days. And I'll get you guys an opportunity to come and say some things. I'd love to hear from you what you're thankful for. Or if you have questions or you want to add value to the show, just call in. Let me go with Joe from California.
Hi, Officer Tatum. How are you? Love your show. I just want to tell you, I think Fauci is a big crook. And he's the one who really added all the confusion. And I can honestly say that I believe he profited from this coronavirus, but that's not the real reason why I called. I just want to say that absolutely money does win elections. And case in point, I want to say it's like if you look at Mark Kelly and Blake Masters in Arizona, Mark Kelly had $75 million in campaign funds versus $30 million to Blake. So what happened was Mark Kelly was able to run TV ads 1 month early before the election versus the last 2 weeks for Blake Masters. And so I wondered if you just asked Blake Masters, if we doubled your campaign fund, would the outcome have changed? I think it would have. I think planting a seed in people's mind way ahead with negative campaigning really shifted people's votes. And also on top of that, you got Mitch McConnell, which everybody's mad at, sending money over to Lisa Murkowski in Alaska, where two Republicans are doing the election. We're not going to lose there, but he sent money to his friend. And she's the one who voted for the impeachment of Donald Trump. Instead of sending money to her, why wouldn't Mitch McConnell send money to a swing state like Arizona to help Masters? That's why we're angry at Mitch McConnell. So anyway,
right. And,
your comment.
And Donald Trump, yeah, thank you so much, Joe, but Donald Trump didn't send no money either. So, you know, I'm mad at both of them. Why didn't he send more money to Kerry Lake's campaign? Why didn't he send more money to Blake Masters' campaign? Just an endorsement clearly isn't enough. And I think that, Joe, you and I are on the same page. I don't think that money wouldn't sway an election. I just don't understand why, you know, we allow that much money to be put in an election, because it's just big bank take little bank. That's all it is. It doesn't matter who's the better candidate. It's who got the biggest bank account. And that's going to be the person that's leading the country. And then you look at it and you say, Mark Kelly raised $75 million. Blake Masters only raised $9 million. And that wasn't including Super PAC. So Super PAC probably gave Blake Masters a little more money, but $75 million, not including Super PACs for Blake Masters and what's his name? I forget his name now. I cannot think of the guy's name. We just talking about him. Mark Kelly. Yeah, I don't know why I couldn't think of his name. And Mark Kelly. So, you know, money does rule it. And if you got big bank, you're going to be out there. And Republicans are 100% at fault for why we didn't win the election. I don't want to hear nothing about cheating when we cheated ourselves. Now, if we did all we could do and they cheated or something like that, then I can see it. But my God, you know, and everybody's mad at Mitch McConnell, but Donald Trump is not putting money in either. He got $100 million sitting around, saving it for his own campaign, I'm assuming. But nobody put money, none of the Republicans. And then let's look at it like this. What are we doing with Herschel Walker? You know, it's not in a couple weeks from now that they're going to do the runoff. We haven't seen any significant financial push for Herschel Walker. Not unless it has happened, and I haven't seen it. We're not even talking about Herschel Walker anymore. Like, nobody's really bringing this up and keeping it in the forefront. Mitch McConnell and Donald Trump should put money in Herschel Walker's seat. We need to win that seat. That's a 6-year seat. We can win that seat. Herschel Walker don't need to do nothing but vote yay or nay. It ain't like he got to do anything. You just vote with what the Republicans vote. That's all you got to do. Vote against Biden. That's all the Democrats going to do. And he raised $72 million. And Herschel Walker only had $32 million. So, I mean, it's just big bank take little bank. That's pretty much what it is. So what I'm saying is that for the little people like you and I, yeah, you can cash a vote. But really what's going to happen is the low information voters are going to get bombarded with propaganda with big money. And then they're going to turn out to vote for something stupid. And you know, I would argue that half of the people that are voting are probably completely stupid. Because they don't vote on anything. Like, think about this. You got people voting on things that concern taxes and they don't even pay taxes. So what are they voting on? Their vote. Let me tell you how weird this is. A person who's poor Of course they're going to vote to hurt the rich man. They're not adding value to the vote. They're just voting to hurt the rich man. So you get a slime bag politician, say poor people, that millionaire and billionaire is taking advantage of you. They should pay more taxes. And the poor man ain't even paying taxes to start with. But he said, yeah, that make a lot of sense because they got all that money and they didn't need, and I don't have no money. So let me vote so that we can take more of their money and give it where? To the government. And what the government going to do with it? Nothing. Blow your money in Ukraine. That's what the government going to do with your money. On LGBTQ assignments, Trans History Month or something stupid. That's what the government going to do with your money. Trying to make the military woke. That's what the government going to do when they steal money from the wealthy people that built this country. And I say built this country, but they helped contribute to the country in a significant way. The technology, the trucks, the investment. How do you think you get this stuff from point A to point B? The truck driver has to drive the truck, but the technology comes from somebody with a lot of money. But, you know, these elections are bizarre to me. Politicians are fake. That's why it's hard for me to be a politician. Nobody will ever elect me because I'm going to tell the truth and people don't want to hear the truth. It's like Jesus. Was Jesus going to be a politician in his day? Now, his legacy lasts forever, but they killed him because the people don't want to hear the truth. If I got up there, they're going to go back and find videos of me talking about the LGBTQ and everything. And you know what? Christians won't vote for me. That's how crazy the world has gotten. Christians, pastors, I'm not voting for him because of what he said about the LGBTQ community. Because he said it was a sin to be the homosexual lifestyle. Not the person, the action is the sin. And I don't want to vote for him because God loved everybody. You know, and it's like these people are nutty. And it'd be Christians that vote against the best interest or another Christian. Just like the Pharisees. They were against Jesus. And they all supposed to have been Jews. But for whatever reason, the Judas telling the truth, they wanted him dead. And they thought they accomplished it, but God had another plan and rose him on the third day. But anyway, I thought I'd throw that out there. It ain't going to cost you nothing. But, you know, I don't know how to fix this. I don't know how to change it. I don't know how people are ever going to keep it real. Because conservatives can't say, it's all our fault we lost. You can't say that. Because then people will eat you alive. Oh, you a shield for the Democrats. You didn't change. I'm like, no, I'm looking at simple math. When you get outspent by $50 million, I mean, you ain't got a chance. And it's an incumbent. People normally go with the incumbent. You have to do something egregious for people to be like, because as an incumbent, you have name recognition for 6 years or 4 years if it's a special election. But you have name recognition. You're telling me you're a senator for 6 years. People are constantly knowing that you are their senator. You are their senator. They know your name. Mark Kelly for 4 years now. I think Mark Kelly has been in this spot for like 4 years. Kyrsten Sinema for 6 years. In 2024, you know, obviously she's going to be up for re-election. You get all of their airtime, then you outspend somebody by $50 million. Ain't no way in the world a Republican is going to beat him. Ever. It was to be no way in the world. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
This is the Officer Tatum Show. 844-900-7243. You may not want to hear it, but is it true? The Officer Tatum Show.
All right, let's talk about some more stuff. You know, I was looking at this article. One of my friends, Alan, sent it to me. He sent me this article, and it was absolutely crazy. This bank in Canada, I'm not going to be able to find it now that I'm talking about it. Oh, here I found it. So according to the Daily Wire article, the TD Bank donated $500,000 to gender-affirming procedures. And I'm going to read this article to you. Canadian financial corporation TD Bank quietly donated $500,000 to a program earlier this year that conducts so-called gender-affirming irreversible procedures on minors. According to the May 2022 newsletter, the financial institution funded $500,000 through Canada's Children's Hospital Foundations to support gender transition for young kids. Now, I'm not trying to be crazy about this, but what are we doing? That's all I want to know. What are we even doing? It's probably nobody listening to my radio show would think to the contrary, but who thinks that's a good idea? This is the theory that this reminds me of. White people who have never been to a black community have these guilts of what black people may be going through, and they have this guilt of white privilege. So they then project to the world the guilt that they feel in themselves. And they've never been around black people or to a black community, so they just guess that all black people are doing is crawling around the ground with needles in their arm, doing prostitution and selling drugs. That's the whole black community. That's all they see. And every kid in the black community is dumb. And then they project that to the world, and they want to change policy and systemic racism, and they come up with these stupid terms. And the same thing is with this gender stuff. It's like, you can't be a parent and think it makes any sense to transition your kid. You can't be a parent. Like, you can't be raising kids. And you think that your kid gonna come to you and tell you something so profound that they know what they want to be for the rest of their lives. They understand now, at the age of 7, at the age of 15, that they know what sex is like or what it's meant to be. And they understand the world now. And they know for a fact that they want to go out into this big, scary world and live as a woman. You don't know nothing when you're 15. You don't know nothing when you're 15. Maybe one kid, two kids out of every 10 million kids become, you know, it's like a child genius. So you may know a little bit of something. But for the rest of y'all, you don't know jack when you are 15 years old. You don't know who you love. You don't know what love is. You don't know what you want to study in college. Majority of college students change their majors. You're in college. You already have an education already. And you're in college still changing your major. You don't, indecisiveness of humans, prefrontal cortex development in men, especially your frontal cortex don't fully develop until you're 26 years old. Women maybe a little bit earlier, but not 15, not 13, not 8. I just feel like you should put people in prison that would dare say that my kid wants to be a girl at 8 years old and I'm going to believe him, her, and call them they, and go get them surgeries and hormone blockers, puberty blockers. You should go to prison. Like, what are you? That's child abuse. You are an unfit parent. And I'm saying it to you. Yeah, I'm saying it. If you're listening and you transition your kid, you're an unfit parent. You should not be parenting somebody, a kid, if you are that docile that you can't realize that children will change their minds through influence. The numbers are out there. You don't have to listen to B. Tatum. Upwards of 94% of kids that struggle with the LGBTQ thing, they grow out of it. 94% at the high end grow out of it. Why do they grow out of it? Because it's a phase, it's a trend, it's peer pressure, it's feeling alone. Whatever sexual, you know, something that may have happened to a kid may push them in a certain direction. And you being a lukewarm, milquetoast parent that afraid to set boundaries, let them just fall by the wayside. Every time I hear a parent say, oh, little Johnny was just telling me, you know, I'm just listening to my child. Like D-Wade said, D-Wade just, you know, we should shut up and listen to our children. Shut, boy. Your kids, you don't listen to your kid until they're 18. You can listen to them. Man, take it back. You can listen to them, but you make the decisions and clean till they ain't in your house no more. And then they make their own decisions. Parents used to be like that. Now they let the kids run the house. Tell your mama to shut up and go sit down, and your mama go shut up and sit down. Back when I was growing up, you're a dead man. You tell your mama to shut up and go sit down, you're dead. You died that day. You just committed suicide. Because I don't know who's going to kill you first, your mama or your daddy or your grandparents. But nowadays, you know, these kids are lost in the wind. I'll be back after the break.
Faith, not fear. The Officer Tatum Show.
Welcome back. So I got another video I wanted to make. A video idea I had for me to make on my YouTube pertaining to the Babylon Bee. Now, if you don't know what the Babylon Bee is, a parody site, and they did a pretty good job. They probably make millions of dollars doing parody. It's not even like real news. It's parody news. And it's funny. It's hilarious. They actually interviewed. I was actually on their show. They interviewed me on their podcast. And then also they had Elon Musk on one of their podcasts where they sit down with him in person. It was a pretty good podcast. But I want you to see this parody. You can't see it, but you can hear it. You can watch it on YouTube later. But I want you to see the parody, or listen to the parody, of what it will take for a person fired from Twitter to get a new job post Elon Musk. Wrote a clip.
Mr. Dunsinson?
Yeah, come on in. You know, you're 20 minutes late.
Yeah, at Twitter, we didn't have, like, start times. Schedules are a remnant of an oppressive colonialist regime.
Oppressive colonialist regimes? Okay. Well, look, the work here is pretty demanding. We need to find someone who can inspect all of our outgoing... Miss, are you okay?
I'm sorry. I'm not really used to bosses using trigger words like demanding and inspect and work.
But this is a job.
We don't say that either.
Then how do you get any work? How do you get any labor stuff, production, the handwork? Not work, sorry. Stuff done. How do you get any stuff done?
Streep's got tons of stuff done on Twitter.
Oh, okay. Well, what would you say you did there?
I was responsible for so much as a content moderation specialist. Some days during my afternoon cornhole sesh, I'd get a text telling me I had to ban someone.
So then you'd have to actually, like, walk over to your computer and ban them?
No. I would just hit a button on my phone, and then bam! Babylon Bee, banned. Libs of TikTok, banned. Steve from Fruitport, Michigan, you know he banned. And then back to cornhole.
Alright, well, what else did you do there?
Drank like a sailor. They had wine on tap, mimosas, a full microbrewery. They also had AA, which was kind of helpful for me. One day at a time.
All right, I don't know how much more I can take it is. But it gives you a little glimpse of what this Babylon Bee's video is about. You watch it on YouTube, I'll post it. But, you know, it's funny because that girl sounds like somebody I know. And I'm not going to dare say who it is on the radio. But that whole mentality is literally the same character as somebody that I know. And that's the environment that Elon Musk exposed from Twitter. That's why he fired so many people. People probably wonder, oh, he's so mean. Nah, because they probably had so many people sandbagging at that doggone place, getting a check, getting a salary, that's sitting around there, carrying around emotional dogs or something all day. And he busted in the closet. That's another thing that I ended up noticing. I'm running out of time, 30 seconds left. But he went in that closet and he saw those at woke, what is it? Hashtag stay woke shirts in a closet somewhere. These people suck. All right, I'm going to the break. Hold the phone.
Need more of Brandon? The Officer Tatum podcast is available on the Salem Podcast Network, Apple, Spotify, and everywhere you get your podcasts.
If I could say what's on my mind, you would know how much
This is the Officer Tatum Show. 844-900-7243. That's 844-900-7243.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. All right, ladies and gentlemen, people are calling in, 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. Let me get Daniel in from South Carolina. Daniel from South Carolina.
Hey, man, how's it going?
Oh, it's going well. Welcome to the show.
I really don't think that the Republicans are putting their best effort towards Herschel. I think that they've like towed the chips up and let them land where they're going to land. I mean, it seems like they'd throw everything they had into him if, you know, with what's left over. I just don't think he had a good run, but, you know, I don't think they put nothing into him like they should have.
Yeah, I agree with you. Ain't that weird? Don't you think that's weird that they're not putting effort into the seat that we have that's available for us to win? Because what happens is if he loses this seat,
exactly. That's
just one more seat we got to try to take back in 2024.
Exactly. And on the kids, the gender thing, I think that they're just trying to make people where they don't build, where they're not able to reproduce. You know, they already think that we're overpopulated in the earth. All the abortions and the way they're letting kids do, everybody knows kids don't know what if their belly hurts or if they're hungry at that age. You know, it's true.
I know, I got kids. I know.
Have a good one.
All right, Daniel. Thanks so much for calling in. Yeah, you know, it's funny. That's, you know, I mean, the thing is weird is that there's like medical professionals who have the gall to come on television and declare that this is the right thing to do for children and their health. Like, why all of a sudden kids are now gayer than they were before? Why are they now more trans than they were before? Like, I want people to understand this. Like, there is numbers that show that children are increasingly identifying more with LGBTQ. And it's not because, you know, it's now more acceptable. It's because they're conditioning kids to do this. Because when my mama was growing up, she was a tomboy. My mama was a tomboy. She's still rough around the edges. My mama's a tomboy. And she don't look like one. But she grew up around nothing but male cousins, fighting all the time when she was younger. So she became rough. And my mama was a tomboy. And she didn't really like boys like that. And she didn't like girls, but she just wasn't into guys. She was doing her own thing. She was playing sports, rambunctious, young girl. Did that mean she needed to be gay trans? It's like, no, my mama grew out of it, obviously. Like, I don't understand. Like, you know, my youngest son, you know, he wanted to be like three different things already. He wanted to be a military guy. He wanted to be in the military because his grandfather was in the military, on his mama's side. And then he wanted to be a football player, obviously because I played college football. And he wanted to be a baseball player. You know, he got all these different things he wanted to do. And as a kid, you're just navigating through life. And as a parent, I'm here to direct you in the right way to go. Now, imagine this. Let me just give you the scenario, and I want you to think this through. If your daughter said, I want to be an escort when I grow up, now what would you tell your daughter? If she say, I want to be on OnlyFans when your daughter's six, because somehow she didn't figure out what OnlyFans is, and girls, you people got to pay money to watch them get naked on there. Now what if your daughter told you that's what she wanted to be when she grew up? What are you going to tell her? Oh, yeah, that's great. Yeah, I support that. You know, my daughter knows what she wants, and we need to accept that. She want to be slutty on OnlyFans. That's what my daughter wants, and we're going to let her do it because she knows what she wants at 5, 6, 8, 9. And don't think your kids don't know what OnlyFans is at 9 years old. They know what's going on. They on the internet looking at stuff they shouldn't be looking at 8, 9. You got to think. Y'all was trying to find VHS tapes under the bed. They got the internet. Ain't no filter on the internet unless you're a parent like me and your son has a phone that has a parental filter on it. which means that he can't look at no apps. He can't download nothing. He can't go on the internet without my approval. I can see everything he do on that phone, on my phone. But what do you tell your daughter? You thrust her into that lifestyle? No, you don't. You tell her, no, sweetheart, that's not the right thing to do. It's the same thing if your boy tell you, hey, I want to be a girl today. Well, let me hold on. You ain't ready for life. Let me just explain. Let's talk about this. Let me get to the bottom of why you feel this way. And not just say, oh, right, look, today you want to be a girl, and then there you go. And I'm going to go through and send him through something that he can't reverse. And then what happens when later he want to be a boy again? Let's just say if that happens, he wants to be a boy again, and you done cut his stuff off. Or you done made it defective, giving him puberty blockers. Now it don't work, and they want to change, and you done messed them up for life. I'm just trying to keep it real, you know. People don't keep it real no more. I'm keeping it real. It is asinine to me that we live in a society where they think it's okay for little kids to be turned out. And if your kid can go to a transgender, not transgender, but a drag queen story hour, but if you put a stripper in there, people will be out of their mind. That's inhumane to let your kids get a book read to them by a stripper. But you can put a man dressing like a woman like a stripper, and that's totally fine. But, you know, who am I to judge, right? We're not supposed to judge people, right? Ain't that right? That's what some Christians tell you. What I'm reading, we're not supposed to judge.
The American dream will survive. The Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. It's almost Thanksgiving. I was just thinking about that shooting from earlier at the Walmart. Can y'all believe that the manager set it up to when he go to the meeting, he start killing people? It's crazy to me, man. I don't know what's in the water with these people. But to just start shooting and killing people like that is just crazy to me. Let me go to Tony from Greensboro, North Carolina.
Officer Tatum, my brother in Christ. I talked with you a few weeks ago about our website, AmericaForDeSantis24.com. Today we want to introduce you to our sister.
I don't remember that one.
AmericaForDeSantis.com. I talked to you about it a few weeks. It's been about 4 weeks.
So what's the AmericaForDeSantis.com? You believe DeSantis should be the president or what?
I think he's got a good chance of becoming that, yes.
Over Trump?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Keep going.
Okay. But today we want to introduce you to our sister website to that, the new Unitarian Party.com, the all new Unitarian Party.com. This is a conservative party, but with many differences from the Republican Party. You come close to our heart, my brother, and our purpose. When you talk about your Christian beliefs, our party is based on a foundation and a belief in God, and we are not afraid to say so. And the policies that we will push will be based on that belief in God. The Republican Party has become lukewarm. We are on fire for Jesus. You know 12 Republicans just voted for Biden's Respect the Marriage Act, and you know that is not what it really is about. The Republican Party is becoming weak and feckless. It is losing its identity, and the fact that it could not really beat the Democrats in these midterms should show you, with everything that's going on that's bad right now, should show you that they're very ineffective, and they're always not one step but two steps behind the Democrat Party. I have listened to thousands and thousands of conservative radio callers call in and say how disappointed they are in the Republican Party, even way before these midterms and even when Limbaugh was here. The people were calling in, and they were in tears, Tatum. They are tired of a party that won't fight back. That's why they elected Trump. Brother Tatum, you are Joshua, and I am Gideon. Anyone who knows a little bit about their Bible knows what these two men did. Tatum, you can help our party because you have the power to bring the walls down, Mr. Joshua. All we need is 300 fighters like Gideon had, not 300,000. We need soldiers like Romney and Mitch
I agree, Tony. I agree with you. I had to go to the break. Y'all hold the phone. I'll be back. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. I hope that everybody under the sound of my voice is getting ready to prepare for an incredible Thanksgiving. Incredible, incredible, incredible Thanksgiving. I know that this is not the segment that I want to talk to you guys about Angel Tree, but I definitely looked at the website because I want to see how many people are actually giving and how many kids are going to be blessed. And when I looked at the website earlier today, it was only 15 children, and now it's up 40 or 50 children now. And I know that 90% of that came from our YouTube channel, but I just want to say thank you to the people that have donated to help these kids. You know, I don't know if you've never seen, like, the look on a kid's face when you bless a kid that ain't got nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know some of y'all probably know what it feel like to not have nothing, to be broke, to be on Christmas getting let down every year. Even with your parents not in prison, you're just getting let down every year. They promise they're going to do something. They never do it. You don't get nothing for Christmas. You got raggedy clothes. And I'm not saying every kid that's parents in prison are living like that, but man, but when you get a blessing from somebody, it changes your entire life. Like, I still remember things that people did for me, or good or bad, that I'll never forget. It is ingrained in me for the rest of my life. And a lot of the things that people have done in my life that they did things that were good, it changed the way I thought about life. You know, some people can have this idea that they believe that people hate them, and that people in our country is just so evil and nobody cares. But then when they get flooded with gifts from people, they realize, wow, people aren't as evil as I thought they were. There are a lot of people who love in this country. So anyway, I'll let y'all know, you know, more details about it a little later. It just came to my heart because I was looking in the break. I was looking up the numbers, and it went from 15 to 50 or 60 kids that are being helped. Now, our goal is 1,300. And like I said, I know we'll get 1,300 on YouTube for sure, because my YouTube audience just really have the – I mean, it's a lot more people in the YouTube audience, but they just tend to give a lot. I mean, last year we raised – in 2020, we raised $320,000 for Sakaria Turner. We raised $130,000 for Sergeant Madeley, and another police officer, $70,000, and $30,000 for Hanchard and his family. And I remember live, we donated $25,000 to police officers live. I was live on my YouTube channel. I was going to different GoFundMes for police officers that have died in line of duty or been canceled on their job. I had the live audience just say what officer we want to help, and we went. We ended up donating $22,000. I think it was 22, not 25. But so the YouTube people, you know, it's a lot more people. It's all over the world, and they give. But I encourage you guys to do the same, you know, because I want to see these kids, you know. It almost made me feel like I'm going to donate to reach the number if we can't do it collectively, because I want 1,300 children to be able to have a blessing on that day. I've never been that kid that was let down on Christmas, but, man, my cousins, they were poor. They were poor. And even one of my cousins now, man, his kids ain't seen him or ain't been around him in 20 years. His little girl was a little baby when he went to prison. She was little. And now she's 20. I just want y'all to think about that. This ain't even about Angel Tree. I want you to think about that people in this country go through that. We finna go. I'm finna have fun. My daddy, we finna go have a good time. We finna smoke cigars. We finna go drink some whiskey. We're gonna have a good time, man. I enjoy being around my father. I thoroughly, and now I'm grown. It's fun now. Back when I was young, I didn't want to get them whoopings. But now that I'm grown, it's fun now. But I do recognize that some people, this is a dreadful time of the year for them. Dreadful. You know, whether through death or through divorce or through, it's just some people are struggling, man. And I want to show God how thankful I am by trying to give life to other people since I have happiness, since I have my family. I want to bless somebody else. You know, we have Thanksgiving in our house. We invite anybody that want to come, like all of our, you know, our family and friends. Let me say anybody. I mean, not some random person out the street, because you never know. They may want to start shooting up the place like the manager did at the Walmart. But like our friends and stuff come do Thanksgiving with us. Like we just want to spread the love. But anyway, let me move on from it. But I just feel like there was something I wanted to say. But going into a season like this, you know, I just really think it's invaluable to count your blessings. I said this in the first segment, but I got to say it again. Somebody need to hear it. To count your blessings. Think through the good times. Don't get bogged down with where you at now or where you think you should have been. Count your blessings today. If you are listening to me, that means you're alive. That means you have your hearing. You have your right mind, and the future is whatever you mold it into being. Now, some things will never come back, right? If you lost your mama, you lost your daddy, they ain't never coming back. But that doesn't mean you can't pave a life that's meaningful, and you can do great things in there, you know, carrying out their legacy. I was talking to a friend today, and she had lost her husband. I told this story earlier that I was on the phone with him, and I prayed for him before he died. But she was saying that she was sad, but she was telling me all these great things that she's doing. And I'm like, wow, your husband would be very proud of you. Like, he would be very proud of you. Look at what you're doing. Doing a lot of great things, active in so many different areas. You're not sitting around moping and just letting it all crumble down. You're continuing the legacy, and that's something to be grateful and proud about, especially for a loved one that is gone and passed away. The goal is to not grieve them forever. The goal is to continue their legacy in a more meaningful way. I want to talk about Balenciaga real quick. If you don't know what Balenciaga is, I'm not shocked, because Balenciaga is a crazy brand, and it's crazy expensive. I think Balenciaga shoes are like $800. Balenciaga t-shirts are like, I think they're like a couple hundred dollars. I think the hoodies are like $1,000. So Balenciaga is a brand that's outside of the thought process of most American people. But Balenciaga had the little advertisement campaign where they had little kids holding these dolls that are in bondage and all kind of crazy stuff. And they got a lot of backlash. But my wife came up with a pretty good point. And I agree with her on this. Conservatives were so mad. And my wife had made mention on her Instagram that Balenciaga had made an apology. And they said, hey, this was not approved by Balenciaga's, you know, leadership. And we apologize. They took it down or whatever. My wife was sufficient. She thought that was sufficient that they at least apologized for what they did and they took the content down. And some conservatives came after my wife because she said it was sufficient that Balenciaga apologized. Because my wife, you know, she like high-end fashion and she find ways to get deals, and she got her some Balenciaga shoes on some deal on the Real or somewhere like that. But she likes shopping and she likes really nice stuff that she can get at a cheap price. And my wife is like the queen of that. She come on all the time with stuff, and I almost have a heart attack because I think she paid full price and she paid like a third of the price. Anyway, my wife was saying it about Balenciaga, and conservatives were acting crazy. And at the end of the day, this is how I feel about counseling businesses. We need to stop trying to counsel businesses. Like, you can be mad at the business, you can hold them accountable, but all this counseling business stuff, I'm not shopping there ever again, and all that stuff, like save it. Because people that have never shopped at Balenciaga, it's easy for you to say, I would counsel Balenciaga. If you were the type of person that had a lot of money, you had like five or six, you know, shirts or shoes and stuff from Balenciaga, what you want to go burn their $1,000 shoes? It's not going to happen. And then the same people that get mad at Balenciaga still shop at Target, still driving around in a Tesla, giving kudos to Elon Musk when Elon Musk said that Tesla will pay for people to travel and get abortions in other states. But you still like Elon Musk? You're not going to cancel him? You know, it's funny because Balenciaga, Kanye used to be a part of Balenciaga. He used to be creative director or something like that. He had an affiliation with Balenciaga until just recently. And Balenciaga been crooked. I mean, they've been doing crazy stuff since a long time ago. But nobody said anything about Balenciaga, Kanye. And now that Kanye left Balenciaga, they getting on Balenciaga, but they're not bragging on Kanye for being a part of Balenciaga way back then. It's not like Balenciaga just started doing crazy stuff. So we got to stop all this canceling stuff. How many people still watching Netflix? Remember when we supposed to cancel Netflix? Y'all still watching Netflix. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Love and happiness. I hope that all of you guys that are listening have an incredibly blessed Thanksgiving. 3 o'clock in the morning. Enjoy your family. Enjoy your wife, your children. If you're single, enjoy yourself. Or go over to somebody's house and eat some good food. Be around good people, celebrate, and be thankful for what God has blessed us with. And not one person alive today, not one person, can be in a position where they're not thankful. Because the fact that you live in the United States of America, that in of itself is enough to be thankful. Even if you're on Skid Row and you're poor, you still got free medical insurance. And you get food stamps and free food. Like other places, you'll turn into a skeleton. You would have no food, nowhere to eat, getting raped or robbed, and there's no laws that you being chopped up in a bag like in Mexico. So I think that is, we all have something to be thankful for, and just reflect on it. You know, just reflect on it. Let that be what leads you this weekend. And also, I'll say this, consider blessing other people. You may have it all figured out. You may be all happy. Your family's all got their stuff together. Everybody a saint. Nobody ever did nothing wrong in your family. Nobody in prison. But think about those who may not live that life or have the same experiences. How much more would it be a blessing for you to be blessed and to bless other people? So I'm going to be gone tomorrow and Friday, just so you guys know, but you can listen to the literal highlight tapes of shows that I've done, and I think you guys will enjoy it very, very much. But I just want to say this before I get out of here. God bless you. Let the Lord lead you. Let the Lord guide you. Let his light shine upon you. And I want you to understand that whatever it is that you need, God knows, God will supply it. God is the creator, the beginning and the ending. Keep your eyes focused on God. Be thankful this weekend. Be kind to one another. Love one another. And do well for somebody else outside of your family. God bless you guys. I love you. I'll see you on Monday. I'm out. What's going on, y'all? This is Brandon Tatum. I just want to thank you so much for listening to my podcast. You can always get the podcast at Salem Podcast Network or wherever you listen to your podcast.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.